Welcome to Music and the Message from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Gilberts, Illinois. We pray this blend of musical praise and the spoken word will enlighten your day and bring you closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
The following readings and sermon are from the 9 a.m. service on Sunday, October 24th, 2021.
Old Testament reading is from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 7 through 9. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob and raise shouts for the chief of nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among them the blind and the lame, the pregnant woman and she who is in labor. Together, a great company, they shall return here. With weeping, they shall come, and with pleas for mercy, I will lead them back. I will make them walk by the brooks of water in a straight path, in which they shall not stumble. For I am father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle lesson today is from Hebrews chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing in office, but he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able to save to the utmost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it is indeed fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, innocent, unstained, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those of the high priest, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins and then for those of the people, since he did this once for all when he offered up himself. For the law appoints men in their weaknesses as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 10th chapter. They came to Jericho, and as Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." And Jesus said to him, "Go your way, your faith has made you well." And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and from our Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. You know, there's nothing quite like leading worship at a nursing home. The worshipers are always there on time. They sing the hymns loudly. They speak the responses with conviction. There are no hymnals, but they can recite the Creed, the Lord's Prayer, and the 23rd Psalm from memory. They also pay very close attention to the pastor when he preaches. So indeed, they are there. They are there to worship God, and it shows. They mean business. My passion for serving the informed and elderly began during my time of vicarage. It was my weekly responsibility to provide service to the residents of Oak Ridge Nursing Home in scenic Union Grove, Wisconsin. Every Tuesday afternoon, I would look forward to that privilege of delivering word and sacrament to God's people there. And my fondest memory of that time, an elderly worshiper by the name of John. John needed help to get to the worship area, but he was always the first one there. John always listened intently to the message. John loved it when we sang, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," so I made that a weekly staple. John would recite the liturgy word for word. Oh, and by the way, John was blind. But it was clear to me that John had eyes of faith, and that God was at work in John's life for everyone to see. And as I think about John, I am reminded of Bartimaeus. This blind man was unable to get to the temple without assistance, but Bartimaeus could hear quite well. And when he heard people saying about a man named Jesus, got his attention. The man from Nazareth preached what had become a long-lost message, a message of mercy, grace, compassion, and forgiveness. Jesus performed miracles of healing that had never been seen before. And based upon what Bartimaeus heard with his ears, he saw something more clearly than all the people who looked upon Jesus and saw nothing more than a mere man. Bartimaeus saw the long-awaited Messiah, whom God had promised would come to rescue his people from the misery of sin. And because Bartimaeus believed that this was the one man who could help him, he began to shout aloud, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." You know, you and I can learn a lot from Bartimaeus. People in this world are convinced that seeing is believing. But Bartimaeus shows us that believing is seeing. How many people in Jesus' day saw his miracle with their own eyes and yet still not to believe that he was the Son of God? And likewise, saving faith does not come from seeing. Faith comes from hearing the message both then and today. This, of course, has never changed. In the words of absolution, you are forgiven of your sin in the Word. Of course, this I cannot show you. You can hear and trust in the word of Jesus for yourself, who made this promise on the day of his resurrection. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven. And when you witness a baptism, what do you see? A child or an adult possibly getting wet, right? But something miraculously happens at the font, which you cannot see. And of this, the Apostle Peter writes, baptism saves you. The bread and the wine we receive here at the altar of the Lord, it looks and tastes like normal bread and wine, right? Well, don't believe your eyes. Believe Jesus' word. When Jesus declares, "This is my body, this is my blood, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins." He's right here. And yet, in spite of all of this, people continue to say, "Where is God?" They demand signs. They want proof. They refuse to believe until they see Jesus for themselves. And see him they will on the day of judgment. And the only thing skeptics will see on that day is Jesus' wrath at their unbelief. We are to listen to the word of Jesus, as did Bartimaeus, and know that hearing is believing, and believing is seeing. Bartimaeus also knew of his woeful condition before Almighty God. My friends, if I may be so bold to ask, do you? We may not be physically blind, but we are nevertheless beggars, unable to save ourselves, brought into this world without true fear or faith in God, dead in sin, blind to the gospel, enemies of God. We are but beggars before God, who can do only what Bartimaeus did, and that is to beg for mercy. You know, some of the crowds wanted to silence Bartimaeus on that day. Bartimaeus didn't care. He shouted all the more loudly, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And hearing his consistent pleas, Jesus said, "Call him." Now, some might suggest that Jesus would have better things to do than be bothered with a blind beggar. Have you ever thought that Jesus has better things to do than concern himself with your problems? Think again. There is nothing more important to Jesus than you. You see that, of course. There is no problem that is too large or too small for Jesus. Jesus came for this very reason, to hear and to help beggars, beggars like Bartimaeus, beggars like me, like you, and all the world. When Jesus invited Bartimaeus to come to him, Bartimaeus didn't loiter about, nor did he wait for Jesus to come to him. We are told that Bartimaeus sprang up to his feet. Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, all that he had. And I believe, even in his blindness, that he ran to Jesus, because he believed that Jesus could give him everything he needed and much, much more. And he would let nothing keep him from his Savior. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, has something ever gotten in your way? We too have a standing invitation from Jesus. "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest for your souls." What has gotten in your way? Has it been pride or embarrassment? Has your trust lied elsewhere? Is it doubt or unbelief? Could it be guilt or shame? Perhaps you say, "What I have done, Jesus cannot forgive." Really? Well, whatever it may be for you, coming to Jesus is not about whether or not you are worthy to do so. It's about him. It's about his mercy and his power, about his promises and love. We come to him with nothing to offer and with everything to ask. And as Jesus shows us, he welcomes beggars into his presence. Jesus looks at Bartimaeus and asks, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man replied, "Rabbi, I want to see." Now, suffice to say, Bartimaeus was not like the street corner beggar who asked you for some spare change. The blind man was asking for what was humanly impossible. That might seem outrageous, but that's courageous. That's also faith. But such was Bartimaeus' faith, convinced that it was God's Son who stood before him, who had come to open the eyes of the blind and to free those who sit in darkness. Bartimaeus' faith could not be denied, and Jesus would not deny this plea made in faith. Jesus said, "Go, your faith has healed you." Bartimaeus' eyes were opened, because Jesus makes what is impossible possible. And what does that prove? Believing is seeing. And from there it is told that Bartimaeus followed Jesus along the road, that road which led to Jerusalem. where death and his enemies awaited him. That road was a road of suffering, pain, and persecution. And not only for Jesus, but for all who were bold enough to follow him and confess his name. But Bartimaeus did it, even though now he could see. You might wonder why. Well, like us, Bartimaeus was still a spiritual beggar, a beggar who needed Jesus to suffer and die for his sins. My friends, how unfortunate that many people forget that. Many people behave like those 9 lepers who were healed by Jesus and quickly went on their own way without a word of thanks, never bothering to bend the knee of worship unto the one who has saved them. But you, my faithful worshipers, brothers and sisters in Christ, remember that even after Jesus came to sacrifice his life, to make sure that your sins are forgiven and that you have a place in God's kingdom, we remain beggars, just like Bartimaeus. And so together we turn to Jesus, praying the Lord's Prayer, relying on the Lord Jesus Christ to provide us with what we need to live today and what we require for eternal life. Simply put, my friends, we require him. Don't ever forget that. From the day we were brought to the font to the day we breathe our very last, we rely fully on Jesus' mercy. Now, suffice to say, that's good news, isn't it? Well, here's some more. Jesus has invited you to come and receive his gifts today. He has promised to meet you right here today and now, and until the end of the age, here where his word is proclaimed and where his sacrament is served, to satisfy our greatest need of all. This is why we come to church. This is where Bartimaeus is like us come, to receive the gifts that Jesus freely gives. And to receive those gifts gratefully and faithfully is how we joyfully follow Jesus. So yes, my friends, Bartimaeus was a beggar. Unless we forget, so are we. Nothing more than beggars who seek his mercy. And to you, Jesus beckons. To you, Jesus listens. Jesus hears your cries and says, come. And so you have come. We do not procrastinate. We do not linger. We do not make excuses. We come to him who calls us. And Jesus makes time for you and me. So in view of his great, great sacrifice, God grant that we all make time to be with him. Today as we worship, tomorrow in our daily lives, and until that day when he comes again. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of Music and the Message, brought to you from St. Peter Lutheran Church, located in Gilberts, Illinois. Worship services are held on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., and on Saturday evenings at 5 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at www.stpeterlutheran.org. Thanks for listening, and God's blessings on your week.